Hello, it's Monday the 25th of January. I'm Rob Watson. I've come out on another Leicester Sound walk. And we're still in lockdown here in Leicester, so it's just me and my notes that I've pulled off from Wikipedia. And it's been snowing in Leicester, so yesterday we had a day of snow. Last night it froze, it was about minus 4 degrees, and it froze, and I've just kind of walked slowly with a great amount of trepidation up from Narborough Road through Bede Park and De Montfort University campus, and now I'm at the bottom of New Walk, which is the starting point, and I'm going to walk up New Walk towards Victoria Park, which will be the destination point today. So might be a bit different. There's plenty of people about. It's nice and sunny, blue skies, but it is very slippy underfoot, and there's been some gritting of the pavements by the local council, but not everywhere. So it might be, if I end up falling on my backside, I probably won't capture that, but it's a possibility anyway. So New Walk is, I've walked up New Walk hundreds, thousands of times, as have many people, and it's a promenade which is based on an old Roman road which ran through the city many, many years ago, and it connects the area from the city centre to Victoria Park and the Stonygate, Evington and kind of Clarendon Park areas. It's a rare example of a surviving Georgian promenade. It's about a mile long, and there's a range of different buildings that occupy it now. It was a residential street until about the 1940s, 50s. There was some bomb damage in the Second World War, and then it largely became offices and workplaces. But it's kind of getting a mixed use back again now, with a few more of the buildings being reconverted to flats and apartments and things. So Victoria Park was originally the racecourse location in Leicester, back in the 1820s, I think it was. And so the route was laid out formally in the 1820s, and one of the things it's is set in local bylaw is that the houses have to be no less than 10 yards away from the path. It's a pedestrianised road, so there's no vehicles except the maintenance vehicles enter the road, and you're not supposed to be able to cycle on it, but there is an ongoing controversy sometimes that cyclists do use it, even though they now have alternative cycle routes have been designated. But it is primarily for pedestrians. So I'm stood at the moment at the bottom of New Walk, which used to be where the New Walk Centre was, the council offices. There were these 1970s tower blocks. And they really dominated Leicester when I first came here. The council tower blocks were pretty imposing. But in the noughties, in 2010, it was clear that they were unsafe, so the decision was taken to demolish them. And in 2015, I think they were demolished. And kind of quite a spectacular explosion that brought them down. And subsequently now it's been redeveloped with mixed use of apartments and office space, and there is a financial firm that has established itself, and opposite on the actual entrance to New Walk itself is the job centre. There's a couple of restaurants and bars. When I first came here, at the bottom of New Walk there used to be a bar called Van Catra, which was always very popular and busy. It was always full of on a Saturday afternoon, or when they weren't playing, it was full of like celebrities and footballers for Leicester. That was always quite memorable. There's the Barry Stevens hair salon, and then on Wellington Street, which cuts across, There is, there used to be, because it's closed now, Pizza Express, and there's a number of sandwich bars. And I noticed the other day when I walked past that there are a number of to let signs up now, as those sandwich bars don't seem to have survived the lockdown. The only one that's open now is Bread and Honey. So I'll pause there for a second, and I'll stroll up, start strolling up along New Walk, and try and listen out for anything interesting along the way. So we've just started to walk up New Walk, just past the Revolution Bar, and the back entrance for the King's Head pub is Park Street, where the Leicester Mercury building is. I used to work in a nightclub that is where the Revolution Bar is now. It used to be called Nicky's and Michelangelo's back in the mid-90s. So I kind of remember seeing the summertime, the squirrels running up and down the trees because we'd had a late night lock-in. And just on Park Street is the Holy Cross Priory, which is an order of Dominican friars who've been based in Leicester from around 1247. And the priory has been rebuilt a number of times. So the Dominican friars came to Leicester in about 1247, and with the support of Henry the Third and Simon de Montfort, who was the sixth Earl of Leicester, and the friars built a priory around where this church is, known as Blackfriars in the Ashes, because of the many ash trees in its grounds. So as you walk up New Walk, you go past the IBM offices, which opened a couple of years ago, bringing some much needed technical employment to the city. And you come past what used to be a set of houses, but which are now largely offices. And you arrive at Museum Square, which at the moment the council are making improvements to and improving access and seating, but it's closed off at the moment and the snow is covering the ground, so there's no work taking place. The lime trees that line New Walk have been covered in snow, but the sunlight has melted that, so you're getting big clods of snow, wet, cold snow dropping down and kind of dribbling down your neck. Anyway, opposite Soft Touch Art, which again is in a kind of newish building, I think 1980s building from what I can see, is the Courtview retirement home, and then the Leicester Art Gallery, which was designed in 1863 by Joseph Hansom. And the reason I know this is because there is a information board outside, and it tells you, this dotted around the city, and it tells you a bit about where public buildings and areas are and how they've changed. And Leicester Museum and Art Gallery is a relatively small art gallery, but it does have some updated exhibitions. It has a collection of Picasso potteries, which was donated from Richard Attenborough, and also a collection of an extensive collection of German Expressionist art. But it's renowned for day trips for school children to come and see the Egyptian mummies and the dinosaurs. Unfortunately, as with everything, the museum is closed at the moment and might not be open for the foreseeable future. But the museum was extended periodically, and it was extended again in the 1890s. And it has about 3,000 visitors a day when it's at its most peak times. So the museum opened in 1849 and was one of the first public museums in the country. Expanded several times, the most recent was in 2011. Permanent exhibitions include the Egyptian area, Minerals of Leicester, and it's famous for its stuffed polar bear, Pepe, which was the mascot of Fox's Glacier Mint. And it changed its name to Leicester Museum and Art Gallery in 2020 in order to be able to demonstrate that it's Leicester's leading museum and to make it easier for people to search for it when they're looking for. From Newark, it's possible to get to the railway station. We're standing over the bridge at Waterloo Way, which was a bypass that was opened in the 1970s, which connects kind of internally around the city, but it means that they had to build a bridge over Newark, which goes also over the Midland main line. And Leicester Railway Station is the main line for trains to London from the East Midlands. In the 1940s and 50s, the Newark fell into a bit of disrepair, and a lot of the people who lived in the houses alongside the road moved out. They moved to the wealthier areas of Stonygate, and it just became a red light area for the city. The Midland Main Line is operated by East Midlands Railway, or used to be operated by East Midlands Railway, and they run something like 5 intercity trains an hour down to London, and then up to Nottingham and Sheffield and Derby. When the Great Central Main Line closed in 1966, the Midland Main Line became the only direct line rail link between London and the East Midlands. And annoyingly, in 1966, the link between Buxton and Matlock was also closed, which means that it's very difficult to get across to Manchester from Leicester. You kind of have to go across and then up again. So travelling north, unless you're going to Leeds, and actually if you're going beyond Sheffield, you have to change sometimes to get from Sheffield to Leeds as well. So it's not the, as ever with the UK, it's not the best connected route. Going south, you get to Market Harborough, and you go through the junction at South Wigston. There is and has been ongoing discussion about the electrification of the Midland Main Line. The East Coast Main Line was electrified, but the Midland Main Line wasn't, and it used diesel engines for a long time. At some point, I think it was 2015, there was a promise that up to Nottingham would be electrified, but that was cancelled again in 2017. So the electrification is only going as far as Market Harborough, and then the trains that will be introduced, or the new trains that will be brought in, will be dual powered trains. And it makes Market Harborough a bit of a commuter town for London. But it does, there was a report last year that suggested that Leicester, there was a report last year that suggested that Leicester is one of the least well-connected cities in the country in terms of the total number of trains and the direct accessibility to other cities. And if you ever travel on the cross-country route across to Birmingham, you'll know how slow and tortuous that journey can be when it's not really more than 50 miles away. So I'm at the corner of De Montfort Square and just opposite St. Stephen's Church, and this is the junction. If you go, if you carry on up New Walk, you get to Victoria Park and De Montfort Hall. If you go to your right, you get to Regent College and the Attenborough Arts Centre and the University of Leicester. New Walk contains two green spaces, the De Montfort Square and the Oval, which we'll pass in a minute. And in De Montfort Square there's a statue of Robert Hall, who was a 19th century Baptist minister. And he was a great public speaker who campaigned for better conditions for local hosiery workers. Just behind me is the Belmont House Hotel on the corner of De Montfort Street, which started life as a school for young ladies. And St. Stephen's Church was originally built on London Road near the railway line and was moved in the 1890s to make way for a hotel. So now I'm standing at the Oval, which is midway along the top end, top half of New Walk, lined on one side by Georgian terraces, which used to be houses and homes, but which now are largely office spaces. University of Leicester has quite a number of office spaces along this road. And the Oval is surrounded by a metal fence, an iron fence, and it used to be a popular area for nannies to bring their children. So I'm up at the top end of Newark now, and just at the entrance to Victoria Park. I'll come another day and we'll have a walk and explore around Victoria Park at some point when the weather's a little bit calmer. Well, it's quite calm today, but when it's not quite so slippery. Victoria Park is in the southeast of the city, just out of the city centre and close to University of Leicester, and a couple of minutes walk away from the railway station. And it was historically part of the South Fields of Leicester, and it was used between 1806 and 1883 as the race course, but that was moved towards Oadby in 1882 when the park was opened as a park. And there used to be a Victorian grandstand that stood in the park until the mid 20th century, and it was used as a pavilion. It was actually damaged by in a bombing raid in the Second World War, and then was subsequently demolished. Leicester Foss Football Club, later Leicester City Football Club, played there on a number of occasions between 1884 and 1890. And there are two main memorials in the park: the Arch of Remembrance, which is dedicated to those who fell during the First World War. And at the front is a memorial gate, which is a Grade 1 listed entranceway into the park. And they were opened in the 1930s. Newark then joins up with London Road. The point of these sandwalks is really to just have a ramble and to just look at things that are around us. There's a lot more detail that I could go into. I'm not particularly expert at doing this, but that's the idea. This is, you know, not necessarily something which you have to be expert at. You just have to come. If you want to take part in one, just give me a shout, send me a message. Either I'm on Twitter and Instagram at RobWMedia, or if you want to send me an email, send it to rob@robwatsonmedia.net, and we'll try and arrange something as soon as we can do something that's suitably socially distant. Kind of really just think about what you take for granted as you travel around Leicester. You might drive mostly around Leicester, but occasionally you kind of think, you know, I want to get out the car and come and find out what there is in the nooks and crannies. And you might have a favourite walk that you do when you take your dog out, or you might, you know, there's a particular restaurant or shop takeaway that you visit. And so, you know, we can just trace the route, and as we amble along, it might be something that you remember doing as a kid or something that you've learnt to do. And on a more regular basis as part of, particularly at the moment with all the exercise venues, the gyms being closed, you know, your regular amble might be a bit more present in your mind. So keep listening out for what's around, and keep thinking of ways that we can describe and talk about what's in front of us, but we don't often notice, or we don't often see.